Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell. Let's talk Atlanta United because there is a big, big match today. And it's big because Atlanta United handled their business in their last match. And all of these things are kind of building upon each other. Jason Longshore, analyst for Atlanta United, joins us right now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And Jason, first thing is, how do you explain what happened in the last match with the hat trick and Parata and how well things seemed to go for him? He put on an exhibition. I mean, it was a real show. And can you build on it? We've been saying this. Can you take any of that and take that into today's afternoon game?
Yeah, you can take aspects of it. Don't expect Juan José Parata to start scoring hat tricks off of three corners in every match. That's pretty much unprecedented. But a couple things that Atlanta did in that game that stood out to me. One, the variety on the set pieces. You saw directly playing to Parata. You saw flick-ons from the near post, one to the back post, then hit it back across. A lot of variety there, which can cause teams problems. And I don't think Orlando is a great defensive team anyway. So I think Atlanta can find those opportunities. People are going to start to key on Parata. That's going to create space for other people to get on the end of these. But the biggest thing that stood out to me is, you know, you score first, you give up a goal. Little unlucky, you give up the goal, you have to fight back. You do. You score second. You give up the second goal. It's a penalty. The late tackle from Parata, I think it's the right call. 2-2. They didn't waver at that point. They didn't wobble. They didn't look uncomfortable at conceding again. They went and they got the third goal, an absolute golazo from Thiago Almada, and then the icing on the cake with the Parata third goal to put it away.
All right, big guy, let's get down to, as Carlos likes to say, nut-cutting time. We boxed ourselves into this hole with a bunch of, obviously, you know, not going to go through all the history and all the last-minute goals we gave up. And then, of course, we scored some last-minute goals, too. Who is in, give me some odds, likelihood of ... falling out of the playoffs? We're going to get Orlando City coming up this afternoon, Cincinnati, Columbus. Those are the last three spots. Columbus has got 41 points, Jason. We've got 36. So we need two wins at least and need some help, don't we?
Yeah, if I'm going to rank those three that are in the spots right now in the likelihood of falling out, I think you got to look at Orlando. If Atlanta wins tonight, they're 3 points behind the Orlando. Orlando won the Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup. That's a great accomplishment. It's the first trophy that they've ever won. You typically get a little bit of a hangover after winning that because you won something. You know, you kind of take your foot off the gas a little bit. Orlando can't afford to do that, and it starts tonight for them. If Atlanta wins, they're really wavering a little bit. Columbus is the one that is in prime spot to fall out, not just because they're on the least number of points. You look at the tiebreakers that could come into play. Columbus has had a ton of draws. So if Atlanta's able to pull even with Columbus, if the results fall that way, Atlanta would have the tiebreaker on them because of the number of wins. That's the first tiebreaker you have to look at because, look, I think there's the likelihood of at least one tie for a playoff spot, maybe three or more teams level. It's so tight in the Eastern Conference going down to the wire.
Jason, as we talk about this match, what is Joseph's role? What's going to happen tonight and moving forward with the next three, in your opinion, as to how he will be used?
I think he'll come off the bench. I think he'll come off the bench when necessary because I think that's what gives this team the best opportunity to win. I don't know if he can give them enough movement off the ball to play 90 minutes or play 60 minutes or whatever the length of time is if he starts. I don't think he gives them enough movement off the ball to create opportunities and make the attack flow. And I don't think he's able to give you enough defensively to slow teams down as they build up the attack. He's best served to be that super sub kind of role, come in late, get those opportunities as defense is tired, that he's shown in games that he can get goals in those moments. and you use the energy of Dom Dwyer, you use the energy of Ronaldo Cisneros to kind of wear opponents down to set him up for success in the last 20, 30 minutes of the match.
Jason Longshore is with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We're going to talk to Arthur Smith, Falcon fans, coming up at 5 right here. More on the game and the big college stuff. All right, but here's the thing, Jason. He didn't like that role. He doesn't like coming off the bench, and he still wants to start.
I don't like it.
And Cisneros, despite getting goals earlier, that kind of dried up a little bit. So here's the question.
Put the chicken down.
After you, does the chicken go back on the table? Does the toothpaste go back in the tube? Or is Joseph going to be gone next year?
Too early to say. Really too early to say because you've got a lot of contract situations to look at. It's not just one guy. You know, you've got a cap to manage. And when you have a designated player who is not a starter at the moment, okay, you start to think, is he going to be a starter next year? You have a decision on Cisneros, who's a young, promising player who gives you, I think, everything you like right now outside of the goal scoring, the movement off the ball, opening up runs for others, the defending off the ball. You know, you go back and look at the Thiago Almada goal that ends up being the match winner against Toronto. It starts with Cisneros pressuring the goalkeeper to force the turnover. We can't ignore those things. You know, it's easy to just look at, you know, goal. Okay, great. That's the whole play. But no, how did the ball get to Atlanta in that moment? It's Cisneros who forces that. And he's done a lot of that. Can he be more than he is right now? That's a question that the front office is going to have to measure. And, you know, it's too early to say because what other targets are there for that other designated player spot if you end up finding a way to move on from Joseph Martinez? But it's just too early right now to deal with that. You got to try to get into the postseason, and that's the only focus for this team right now.
Okay, and it's fair. You're right. We got to see what else is out there, but it – we don't feel like it's going to happen that way. I mean, that's just Mike and I. We want to ask the experts. We ask you and everybody with the team, and you're right. I think you're right. Playoffs first, and then we'll figure it out. Let me ask you the key today against Orlando, the victory. How do we get it with the match starting early today, 5:30 pregame? Jason and Mike Conte will have that for you. Kicks at 6. What's the key?
I think it's controlling the wide areas. I think that's where Orlando's their weakest. Their fullbacks are not good defensively. They can hurt you getting forward. You want to make them defend. And I think it's Luis Araujo and Brooks Lennon and Andrew Gutman and Ronald Hernandez. That's who started against Toronto. That outside group, the fullbacks and the wingers, they have to make Orlando's fullbacks sit and defend. If you do that, then it's much easier to defend Orlando's midfield, to deal with Facundo Torres, to deal with Mauricio Pereira, who are very good players. But you've got to get opportunities created from wide spots and make their fullback stay home and defend.
Jason, thanks so much. Looking forward to hearing you guys tonight, this evening, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And by the way,
appreciate it, y'all.
Yeah, thank you. Jason Longshore presented. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.